There's a new player in European politics. Artur Mas is the leader of Spain's northeast Catalonia region. A vote is scheduled this weekend there on independence from Spain. The Spanish government considers the vote illegal, but Catalonia hopes it's a step toward self-determination. From the Catalan capital, Barcelona, Lauren Freyer sends this profile of the man who wants, someday, to be the founder of a new European country.
Muy bien, pues...
When Catalan President Artur Mas meets the foreign press, here's how he usually starts.
Intentaremos contestarlas en el idioma que ustedes nos las formulen.
I'll try to answer your questions in whatever language you ask them, Mas says. Catalan, Spanish, French, English. I'll try my best in Italian, too, he says, and settles in for 2 hours until questions are exhausted. Back in Madrid, there are few politicians who speak any second language, let alone four. And Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy prefers to address the media by pre-recorded video and rarely answers questions live face-to-face. The Catalan leader Mas is a new kind of Spanish politician, says Barcelona historian Enric Ucelé.
He's slicker, smoother, less provincial, while paradoxically defending localism. He had a kind of square-jawed, simple, personable good looks.
That TV-friendly charisma makes Mas accessible outside the country, too. He has satellite offices in New York, D.C., London, Brussels. He's working to win hearts and minds, and possibly international recognition for an independent Catalonia. But it wasn't always so. His center-right party wasn't explicitly pro-independence until a few years ago. Then Spain's economy tanked. Millions of Catalans started rallying for independence, and Mas soon joined them.
We have our own culture. We are viable from the economic point of view. And there is a Catalan way to do things. And we are en route to the referendum for our self-determination, peacefully and democratically.
His message is that voting is democratic, even if Spain outlaws it. Mas is riding the popular wave of independence, even if his ultimate goal may be to pull back and negotiate with Madrid, says political analyst Antonio Roldán.
He is a long-term player. I think he decided to use this wave and play the hardball. He's pushing Madrid and establishing a somehow new status of relationship.
But the Spanish government in Madrid is having none of this. Spain is one of the oldest nations in Europe, and here comes someone trying to tear us apart, thinking he's above the law, says María Dolores de Cospedal, a top figure in Spain's ruling conservative party, referring to Mas. He's irresponsible and suicidal, she says. At a Madrid sidewalk cafe, Manuel Lizarte and his daughter say the same.
Hombre, como figura, la verdad, le veo un poco...
We see him as a poser. He's taking advantage, says Manuel, playing with Catalans' emotions.
Está jugando con la crisis, porque ahora mismo, como está España tan mal...
His daughter Barbara chimes in. We can't let one man destroy Spain, she says. This Sunday, Artur Mas will preside over an independence vote that Spain considers illegal. He's taking a risk, breaking Spanish law. But Mas hopes it's a step toward the founding of a new European country. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Barcelona.